Russia's mobilization plans, according to Ukrainian intelligence, involve 600,000 additional troops over a two-year window. Let's put that in context. Russia's total military personnel before February 2022 was somewhere around 900,000 active duty. Adding 600,000 more over 2 years represents a substantial structural expansion, though actual combat effectiveness depends enormously on training, equipment, and morale, all of which have been stressed throughout this conflict. Ukrainian intelligence is not a neutral source, so some skepticism about the precise figure is warranted. But the directional claim that Russia is planning for a prolonged, expanded conflict is consistent with everything else we're seeing from Moscow. At the same time, Russia is explicitly threatening to strike UK military targets in response to Ukraine's use of Storm Shadow cruise missiles. Storm Shadows are British-supplied long-range weapons, and their use on Russian territory has been one of the most sensitive escalation questions of the entire war. Russia's threat to retaliate directly against the UK is a significant step in the nuclear-adjacent escalation ladder, even if, especially if, it's partly rhetorical.
The UK-Russia dynamic here is worth tracking closely. Britain has been one of Ukraine's most consistent and aggressive military backers, in some ways more willing to cross lines that the US has been more hesitant to cross. If Russia moves from threatening UK targets to actually striking one, that changes the entire NATO escalation calculus. Article 5 of the NATO treaty covers member states under armed attack. A Russian strike on UK infrastructure or military assets would trigger an Article 5 debate immediately.
And then, we get to the story that I think is actually the most significant of the three Ukraine threads today, and possibly the most significant story of the entire week. Experts in international security and autonomous weapons ethics are saying that a moral red line on killer robots has already been crossed, specifically in Ukraine, through the use of autonomous drone systems that make targeting decisions without human authorization in the loop at the moment of the kill. This isn't a hypothetical future scenario. The technology exists, it's been deployed, and people have died as a result of algorithmic targeting decisions. The international community has been debating legal frameworks for lethal autonomous weapons systems, sometimes called laws, for over a decade without reaching a binding agreement. And the argument from those experts is that the Ukraine conflict has effectively answered the question of whether these weapons would be used before the rules were written. They have been.
The implications for international humanitarian law are serious. The laws of armed conflict, the Geneva Conventions, the principles of distinction and proportionality, require that combatants distinguish between military targets and civilians, and that attacks not cause civilian harm disproportionate to the military objective. Those requirements implicitly assume a human being making those judgments. When an algorithm is making the targeting decision, who bears legal responsibility if civilians are killed? The programmer, the commander who authorized the deployment, the state.
There's no settled answer to that. And that legal vacuum is exactly what the killer robots debate has been trying to resolve, without success, because major military powers, including the United States, Russia, and China, have all resisted binding restrictions that would limit their own development of autonomous weapons. Ukraine's conflict has now become the real-world proving ground for technology that has outrun the law governing its use.
And Russia mobilizing 600,000 more troops suggests this war is going to provide a lot more data points on that question, which is a genuinely grim thought.